Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November the 12th. And the news this morning: overnight ebot prices for December corn down 3.25 cents at 4.14. December wheat down 5.25 cents at 5.92 and a half. And Jan beans down 4.25 at 11.48 and a quarter. A little bit lower overnight. We didn't see any export sales announcements today. We had the holiday yesterday, so there were no exports, but they didn't do anything today either. So it's now been 2 days without any export sales. We will get the weekly export sales tomorrow, a day late because of the holiday. But the weather in Brazil looks maybe a touch better. There's still dryness there. Argentina still looks hot and dry. But we've got the funds now near record long, if they aren't record long already. We need to keep feeding this market, and I just don't see where the bullish news is coming from without great export sales every day out here. So I think the market will be on a little bit of a defensive. We've got the crude oil up 26. We've got the dollar down just 5 ticks. But the Dow Jones is down 209. There's still a lot of concern about the coronavirus and what's going to happen to demand out here. If it gets as bad as they say it's going to get in the next 4 weeks, you know, everything's going to come to a standstill very quickly out here. And I just don't see that as being friendly. Maybe a good buying opportunity down the road. But in the meantime, we've got some pretty good prices up here. Maybe we're taking a look at protecting. As we move forward here, yes, things are tight in the beans, very tight. Things are getting tighter in the corn. But we just have to sit and wait and see what the Brazilian crop's going to do. If they have crops, we negate a lot of this bullishness. It'll be 2 months before they get those crops in, at least 2 months. So, you know, between now and then, are the Chinese going to buy at these high prices? It looks like they're starting to back off out here. So for whatever it's worth, you know, like I said, I think it's worth doing some marketing up here. The election's still up in the air, but clearly, you know, it looks like Biden has won this thing. I can't imagine any of these lawsuits are going to overturn anything. But the day-to-day problems of the world continue, and that's most predominantly COVID. So we needed to get a handle on that before I think we can see higher prices out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.